Yeah, I thought that certainly Providence College came to play. I think we were working hard defending. It got a great goaltending performance from Andrea. But, you know, in the end, came up a little bit short. I thought there were sequences in the game when maybe we matched them in quickness and, you know, getting around the sheet. But a lot of the game was on the defensive side. Maybe the first 6-7 minutes of the second period, we showed some life, looked like, you know, we had things sort of balanced out shots-wise, and then didn't execute great in the last part of the second. We go in the third, and right away we draw a penalty, and, you know, it sort of changed the complexion of the game. But I give the kids credit for fighting back, you know, getting a couple opportunities and drawing the power play slash 5-on-3 and made a timely shot to tie it. And, you know, they score the winning goal in the 3-on-3, but 10 seconds before that, a super great A chance, you know, and we just didn't quite finish that one. You know, credit to the opponent. They had a good go. You know, we're going to have to live with the 1 point tonight and get ourselves ready for tomorrow.
Obviously a pretty lopsided shot total. What did you think of the quality chances that Providence had, especially in the first and second?
Oh, you know, while a lot of them were screens or loose pucks, you know, through a lot of traffic, I think that those go in the net just as much as others because the goalie doesn't see it. And I think that was what was very impressive was that Andrea found a way to, you know, find most of those pucks. She also grabbed some pucks that looked awful dangerous, but you know, she had a way to use her hands, her glove in particular, and control it and set us up for a face-off. So, again, being able to find it like that was very, very impressive. And I think she was strong, too, you know, popping up and down, you know, moving a little bit laterally, yet never really seemed out of position, you know, never seemed to have to get super lucky that, you know, she slid it outside the crease or got lost in the positioning. She was real spot on in that area.
Nadia had the injury last week, and we, from the quote last week, we weren't sure if she was going to play. How did you think she performed?
I think well, you know, maybe just wish we didn't open up that third with a penalty to, you know, change the momentum. But that's one of the hardest things to do is to, you know, sort of angle somebody or pin somebody, but not give them too much body or too much momentum because you're talking about a skill that's being done on a, you know, a 16th of an inch blade. You've got to either pivot or laterally go with somebody, or in that case, sort of kind of back angle the person. And it just was probably a little too loud of a thump, a little too loud of a noise. But all in all, she gave us good minutes tonight, logged a lot of time. And really, other than like a light warm-up skate yesterday, she really didn't practice during the week because she had a type of injury that you're probably not going to make worse, but it's very painful, and you give it as much time as you could and then play, and she hopefully came out of it feeling good.
Cardisi got the look at forwards tonight. What did you think of her?
Well, it's the third game in a row, and she's played extremely well in all three games. You know, I told her this week that she probably surprised me how composed and how well she moved. Her footwork was good. It's a different type of footwork, you know, at forward, transitioning sometimes from forward to backwards or backwards to forward, breaking out of the zone with quick feet. But she really fit in, and I think that's a credit to the fact she's, I think she's, you know, thrown any concerns in the basket and is just controlling what she can control. And I think she made another stride this year as an athlete in her fitness, and that's made her a little bit lighter, a little more agile on the ice. But yeah, would have loved to seen her capitalize right at the end there to put that one away. But again, third game in a row, you know, playing with Julia and Lacey, and you know, really giving us what I think is establishing themselves as a first line, because they are generating quite a number of chances, and that's a telltale sign for me.
Noah Leary tonight, what was the reason for that?
Say that again?
Noah Leary tonight?
I mean, you know, we've got a couple extra players, and we've sort of got a little bit of a rotation with 4 or 5 people, maybe 6 involved, and, you know, again, she's given us good games in the past. She's a veteran, and so it's hard to keep one of those people out. But you look at our right wing, and, you know, you've got a senior, you've got another senior, you've got another senior, and so it is. It's hard to make the move, and Maddie Cardese's a junior, and somebody moved up. You know, tomorrow night's another tune, and I'm sure we'll probably mix it up just a little bit. It's not drastic, but it's tricky because a lot of the things that Claire does are subtle. I've always complimented her, and then I think her sum is better than her parts because of the way she thinks and the way she, you know, puts it together in game situations. But you know, still trying to find out what's best for us.
And then, you know, the review on the second Providence goal, what was the reason for that?
I asked because that would have been a win-win. We would have gotten the goal, and we would have eliminated theirs because the clock would have reverted back. And so it's well worth the chance to try to get a two-for-one deal there. A couple of kids thought it went in because they didn't hear the post ping. They thought it might have caught just the netting or even the center back post. You know, and I couldn't see it from where I was on the bench. I only thought the puck was may have entered the net down low, but they said no. She got good leverage on it, put it up top, and the review, I guess, you know, with the overhead, just showed it hitting the crossbar, and that's where it ended.
Who starts tomorrow?
To be determined. I think we've got to think about it. You know, again, Andrea's done everything she can to, you know, play well here. Yet Callie's got plenty of credibility in our eyes, and you know, I think we'll just chat for a little while and figure it out.